Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the kasha, why if you have tevel and nevela, you eat nevela, give a chol and nevela, you'll be koach nefesh. Nevela is two isur, nevela and eno zevuach, and tevel is only one isur of tevel. So why is it that you're going to give him the nevela? That Betamsis is the kasha that we left off with. And Teretz is, again, we're going to the Mahalach of Torah I received from Rabbi Agon Reb Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita, that according to the Svar of the Mainoyam that we saw in the previous shiur, that Be'isser Aseh She'eno Zevuach, where it doesn't say Achila, the shiur is B'kol Shehu. It doesn't say achila, so the yisur is going to be a kol shehu. That's what the Imre Noam says, and therefore by yisur eino zevuach, the yishir is a kol shehu. So hu adin mitzvahs mishmeres. The mitzvah mishmeres also doesn't say kol shehu, and we say that if a zar eats tevel, he's over on mishmeres and not properly preserving the truma, because tevel includes truma. So mishmeres doesn't say lashon of achila. So the male shiur is going to be b'kol shiur. That if the lashon achila wasn't in, but the lashon tzivim niyah, it's saying you have to eat or it's forbidden to eat, the shiur is b'kol shiur. And here also by mishmeres, there's no lashon achila but tzivim niyah, that you have to or it's forbidden to. And the male of the shiur is going to be a kol shiur. So now it comes out that there's no chomer in nevela that you don't have in tevel. Both of them, you're over on a kol shehu on the yisur aseh. And if so, since the los aseh of tevel is an yisur chomer yosur min nevela, the din is that you should eat the nevela because the tevel is a chi of misa. So they both have an aseh and a los aseh, so that's the teretz. And we have to note that the Ran in Chidushim to Shabbos in Sadi Aleph Amr Aleph has a suffix if there's mishmeres v'pachos mekezayis. Is there a mishmeres if it's less than a kezayis? He's mistapik le'inyan the isur to be metame, being metame less than a shir of terumen. In Tosis is mashma, there the Ramaschal Kagon, that there's no isur to be metame terumah pachos mekezayis. The Achronim discussed this. So on the tzad that there's no isur to be metame pachos mekezayis, it's mistaber that to be ma'abed terumah is not chomor than being metame tuma. And therefore, just like there's no iser to be metame pachos mikizayis, there's also no iser for a zal to eat pachos mikizayis. However, on the other side, that even pachos mikizayis is also to be metame, doesn't necessarily mean that you're also to eat less than a kizayis. We can say that's all in yantum, which is an iser atzmi. Not to be metame truma, that would mutzar l'shmor kedushasa. And even if you can't eat it, like truma tluya, you're not allowed to be metame, pachos mekezayis. But a zar that eats truma, where there's an isur of mishmeres, that's only if you're preventing the truma from being eaten al yidei kohen, then you can say the din is that there's an isur mishmeres to eat the truma, which is a kezayis. But in pachas mekezayis, you can argue where there's no mitzvah of achila, there's no isur of being ma'abed. So according to this, our teretz wouldn't work. Because now we're saying that if it's less than a kezayis, there's no isur of achilas truma midin achilas teva midin mishmeres. If it's less than a kezayis, and that's what we were talking about. We were talking about that's when our shikasha was that nevela will be more chamur than tevel. If it's less than a kezayis, we said if it's a kezayis bevas achas, then it won't be, as we explained in the previous shiur. But if it's less than a kezayis, then why should you eat the nevela? Nevela is going to have a two isurim, whereas tevel only has one. And now we're saying it doesn't have mishmeres anymore if it's less than a kezayis. So then again, we're left with the kasha of why the Gemara says to eat the nevela, not the tevel. And again, we said if you can't eat the kezayis bevas achas, also, since you're doing two maisim, the nevela will have more isurim because you're doing two maisi isa. Hashem came to Tevel. You're only over once. Because by Tevel, the Yisr is an Yisr Chatzir Shir. So you're only over on the Yisr. So if you eat half a kezayis and another half a kezayis, so even if you're eating them B'chdei Achilas Pras, by Tevel you're only over on one Yisr. And by Nevela you're over on two Yisrim. Because you're doing two Maisa Issers. Because on every Mechza, you're over on the Esei Shein of Zavuach, Shishir B'Kolshu. Hashem came to Tevel, there's only going to be one Isser. Of eating a Shir of Tevel. And even on the chatzi shir that you're eating, so the chatzi shir is not an iser gomer. Why is the iser chatzi shir not an iser gomer? It's only chatzi shir. Hashem came when it comes to chatzi shir of a kolshu of nevela. That's an iser gomer. So again, it will come out that nevela is more chamor because you're over twice. Hashem came tevel, you're only over once, and not that you're eating a chatzi shir twice, that's not an iser gamor. That's if you're eating less than a shear. And now we came out that Tevel, if you eat less than a shear, it shouldn't even be aser at all. There should be no mishmeres. Why should there be no mishmeres? Because you're not preventing the kohen from doing his mitzvah of eating the truma. Why not? Because there's no mitzvah to eat less than a shear. Hashem came and eats the chatzi shear of nevela. There he's doing an iser. There's an asay and a losa say, there's an isra and a say and a losa say. So again, you should be eating the tevel. You should give the chol of the tevel. It's pachas mikizayis. Now the Ramban brings two shittas. In the Torah, it says, "Adam inyan sakana is dalit." If a cholin needs less than a kezayis, and he has either a chatzi shir chaylev or a chatzi shir nevela, even though they're both chatzi shir, it's nevertheless chatzi shir of iser kares, is chamor than a chatzi shir of an iser lav. So therefore, we should eat the nevela, because better eat the chatzi shir of iser lav than the chatzi shir of an iser kares. Or the Ramban says, eat it whatever you want. We don't follow what would happen if it's a shir shaleh. What the thing would be if it's a shir shaleh. You can eat your chatzi shir chelub, chatzi shir nevela. Now, according to the first teretz of the Ramban, we understand why tell of a nevela you should eat the nevela, even if you're eating less than a shir. Because you're right, they're both an iser aseh, if you hold a tevel is an iser aseh. Eating a chatzi shir tevel is an iser aseh because of mishmeres. So it's true they're both an iser aseh. Nevertheless, you're also over on the iser of chatzi shir. And a chatzi shir of nevela is more kal than a chatzi shir of tevel, which has misa b'dei shamayim. So when you eat the iser, there's an losa save eating nevela, losa save eating tevel. So you're over in the chatzi shir. But the chatzi shir of nevela is more kal, because it's only a lav. Whereas chatzi shir tevel is more chamor, because it's an iser. Misa b'dei shamayim would be a shir shalem. So according to the Ramban's first teretz, we understand why you're eating the nevela, because they both have an iser aseh. And as far as the losa aseh is concerned, an iser aseh is less than a shir. And as far as the losa aseh is concerned, a chatzi shir of tevel is worse than a chatzi shir of nevela. But according to the second teretz of the Ramban, that chatzi shir of karetz and chatzi shir of an iser losa aseh are equal. So then it would come out that they'd really be equal. Because in both cases, there's an iser aseh. And it would seem that the iser aseh of nevela is worse because it's an iser gamor, whereas the iser aseh of tevel if you hold that it's a chatzi shir of an iser, if you hold you need a shir, then it's something else. But let's say you hold that you're even over on a chatzi shir of an iser gamor and a chatzi shir of an iser aseh of tevel, an iser aseh of mishmeres, so that's equal to the iser aseh of chatzi shir, a kol shehu of nevela, so that's equal. And then when it comes to the lav, so then again they're equal, because according to the second teretz of the Ramban, chatzi shir of nevela and chatzi shir of tevel are the same. So again, when it comes to the iser aseh, you're over on both of them with less than a shir with a kol shehu, so they're equal. They're both mishmeres, and they're both, one's mishmeres, tevel's mishmeres, and truma and nevela is iser eino zavuach, they're both kol shehu, so they're equal on that level. And then when you get to the losa aseh, so a chatzi shir of a losa aseh of nevela, according to the Ramban in the second teretz, is equal to a chatzi shir of a losa aseh of a chiv misa b'dei shamayim. A lav equals misa b'dei shamayim, so why should you prefer one over the other? So again, they'd be equal. So what is the Gemara saying that you should give the guy tet to its nevela? And that we suggested that the iser of mishmeres, where it doesn't say achila, the shir is going to be a kol shehu, just like we find by iser enu zavuach, is not so pashit. That's what we suggested before. That the iser mishmeres is going to be with a kol shehu. And though again, we rejected it based on the Tosfos. He says there's no issur to be matami churim pachas migazayis, so therefore there'd be no issur to eat tevel pachas migazayis alf mishmeres. But let's say you hold that since there's no lashon achila written, the shir by mishmeres eating tevel is a kol shehu. That's what we wanted to say, because it doesn't say lashon achila, just like it's shen dvoch, where it doesn't say lashon achila, it's going to be a kol shehu. So yesh legamgin b'zeh mishnei ta'amim, for two reasons. We have to be cast dispersions on such a chiddush, and with Hashem, in the next year we will hopefully continue and explore why. So thank you so much for listening, and please stay tuned for more. Shalom, shalom.